I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Getting aid to the famine-stricken people of southern Somalia got a lot harder today. The militant group Al-Shabaab, which controls much of the region, reaffirmed its ban on foreign aid agencies. Just days ago, Al-Shabaab said the ban would be lifted. The United Nations says millions of Somalis are in desperate need of food as a result of prolonged drought in the region. Many of the hungry have now headed north to the capital Mogadishu in search of help. The BBC's Will Ross is there and sent us this report.
Travelling in an armoured vehicle with machine guns on top, and next to me some Burundian soldiers from the African Union peacekeeping force. We're on our way to a camp for people displaced, mainly because of the drought. They've headed to Mogadishu from some of the areas towards the south. They've come here in the hope that they're going to get some food.
The armoured convoy stops occasionally as security threats are assessed. This is a city at war, with Al-Qaeda-linked rebels trying to seize power. There are also deep clan divisions and plenty of guns on the streets.
Now, I've now just arrived at Bad Bado camp. This is a camp for displaced people set up about 9 or 10 days ago, already home to more than 20,000 people. And it's protected by pro-government troops, and there's a Land Cruiser vehicle with a machine gun on the back of it that's just parked outside, and three people sitting in the back, one of whom looks to be about 14, 15 years old.
13 years old.
13.
Inside the camp are thousands of people who've trekked from far-flung villages to reach Mogadishu to get food. Despite the dangers in Mogadishu, they've got little option. Ismail Mohammed Ibrahim is 70 years old. He's blind and is being helped along the food queue by a soldier. Ismail tells me he walked for a week to reach Mogadishu. He abandoned his village in Lower Shabelle, one of the regions where the UN has declared a famine. You get a sense of the depth of this crisis at the camp's small therapeutic feeding centre, where mothers are queuing up, many cradling severely malnourished babies. There I met Noor Ali. He works for the United Nations Children's Fund.
The family have been working so long. They are coming like the last stage of malnutrition. Our product may not help that child because of their severely malnourished children.
So sometimes they get here too late.
Yeah, they reach here too late.
Safia Ali Noor sits with her twins, who both need help urgently. She says with the drought there was no water and no food at home. They decided to abandon the village and come to a camp in Mogadishu. She caught a lift on the back of a truck.
And how old are the children in front of us here? The young one you're holding in your arms is a very, very tiny baby.
The child is 12 months old.
12 months?
Yeah.
And he looks about, what, 3 months at most?
Yes. So they are twins. This is Nasir, yes. And this is Abshir.
And they're 12 months old. And they're just being given some plumpy nut, which is a...
Yeah, it's made of peanuts, and it is for the treatment of severe acute malnutrition.
Yeah. And right next to some completely shelled-out buildings with just the balustrades and the outer walls left, people have set up home here with twigs and bits of cloth. Some have tarpaulins from the UN. There's a woman in front of me that's just cleaning the front of the entrance to the house using a small shoe, and she's just pushing away the sand. A humble home, but she's still keeping the front of it clean.
As Mogadishu's not a safe place, helping the tens of thousands displaced by war and now growing famine is going to be a great challenge. But the harder task will be getting food to the famine-hit southern regions, where the Al-Qaeda-linked rebel group Al-Shabaab is in charge. And by the look of the children arriving every day at the camps in Mogadishu, the help will need to come fast if many precarious young lives are going to be saved.
That's the BBC's Will Ross reporting from Mogadishu.